Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Goltridik sitting in an endoscopy report on Espinal Martinez. Date of birth 9/7/1940. Date of procedure January 5th, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Goltridik. Referring physician is Dr. Oscarina Herrera Albornoz. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with hot snare polytectomy, comma, cold snare polytectomy, comma, cold biopsy polytectomy, and esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polytectomy. Indication is abdominal pain, comma, history of H. pylori, comma, GERD, comma, dyspepsia, comma, personal history of colon polyps. Description of procedure informed concerns of pain period, possible complication of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as someone has zero extent to the patient period. The patient brought to endoscopy, placed in left lateral position. Today is for anesthesia services, monitoring anesthesia care period, while lubricated lymph video gastrocopes, introduced into the esophagus and advanced under direct vision to the second portion of duodenum period. Careful examination is of the duodenal bulb, second portion of duodenum, stomach, G junction, esophagus period, or retroflex two is obtained in the cardio period, or section from the stem before withdrawal of the scope period. The patient turned around in left lateral position period. Digital rectal exam was normal period of well-lubricated Olympus video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advanced direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum period. Retroflex 2 is obtained of the rectum period. Boston bowel prep score was seven two dash three period. Good prep period. The patient had the procedure well without any complications. Finding at upper endoscopy, there was an unremarkable problem in the esophagus. Next time, there was LA grade A ulcerative esophagitis noted. Biopsies were obtained for histology. Next time, there was a small hiatal hernia that was sliding. Next line, there was Apache gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line, there was a diminutive polyp in the gastric body that was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were prominent antral folds that were biopsied separately for histology. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, there was a approximately 1.2 centimeter pedunculated ascending colon polyp removed with hot snare polypectomy. Next line, there were three cecal diminutive sessile polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. There were two other ascending colon sessile polyps that were removed with cold snare polypectomy period. One was approximately 10 millimeters in size and the other one was 8 millimeters in size period. Next line, there was a diminutive hepatic flexure approximately 10 millimeter sessile polyp removed, There was a approximately 10 millimeter hepatic flexure sessile polyp removed with hot snare polypectomy. Next line, there were two descending colon polyps. One was approximately 8 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy. And there was a diminutive sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a sigmoid colon sessile polyp approximately 7 millimeters in size removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a rectosigmoid approximately 7 millimeter sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive rectal polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion. Next line. Plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year, given the amount of polyps that were noted on this exam. Of course, there will need to be a discussion with GI, the patient, and the primary physician with regards to age and health status prior to undergoing next colonoscopy. Next line, can resume Xarelto tomorrow morning. Thank you.